This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Investigative journalist par excellence, Stephen Kerr, is going to be joining us coming up in about 6 minutes. But I wanted to air a clip from a British remake of a 2013 program that was then reproduced here in 2000 about a secret government group creating a vaccine for mass sterilization using a protein compound. Yeah, it was hard for folks to believe that Hitler was killing millions of people, but it was true. Hard to believe Lenin and Stalin or Mao did it or Fidel Castro or Hugo Chavez, but they did. And that's the reality. But we're here trying to not repeat history. We've just been hit with a test, a beta test. The real one is coming, and I got clips of the globalists saying it's coming. Next segment with Steve Kirsch. So let's go ahead and go to a clip from the 2000 remake of Utopia. Here it is.
How much evil do you have to do good?
You desecrated all my work. You disrespected science. What the hell did you put in that vaccine?
We created a flu that sparked the demand for a vaccine that doesn't work. After everyone in the country is vaccinated.
And the world.
He'll have murdered millions.
Nope, nope, you don't have it. Give a certain percentage of the population a fatal illness, and you make sure it's genetic. See, that was the exciting part. You pass it down. So if you have children before you die.
And when this vaccine fails, I'll be the scapegoat.
People are driven by the need to know what happens next. Do you want to know what happens next? Your father created a world-changing, not world-ending, a world-changing, world-improving omnivirus. And we have taken that virus and embedded it in the vaccine of the SARS flu.
I knew it.
I knew it.
You created a panic and now everybody's begging for the vaccine.
No, no, no. Demanding it.
Yes. And now we have exactly what we want. Hundreds of millions of Americans lining up, offering us their arms, and letting us give them our creation.
I'm pretty sure when every vaccinated person starts dying, they'll trace it back to you, undetectable virus or not.
You've all been very busy. You're all very sharp. Are you sure none of you would like to come and work for me? No? Better than dying a terrible, violent death. Then understand this. What we are doing is far bigger than death.
Wait, this virus is not deadly.
It looks pretty damn deadly.
Tell me this. What have you done today to earn your place in this crowded world? Exactly. Everything I do is a cure for our current situation.
Wait, how's it a cure if
you're killing people?
I told you it does not kill. That was the amazing epiphany we had. We didn't have to kill to accomplish our goal. We intend to stop human reproduction for 3 generations. The busy, endless global assembly line of babies will grind to a halt.
You're sterilizing people?
Uh-huh. In the first 5 years, we'll start to see major birth rate declines as teenagers vaccinated stay at their childbearing years.
You're controlling the future of human civilization.
Is that what they're calling it? It's a very nice euphemism for a species that has replicated like a contagion across the planet, killing all other species in its wake, except things that are cute like puppies or koalas.
You hate people that much?
On the contrary, I love people.
How?
Why would doing what our government or citizenry is too spoiled or self-indulgent to do? We are saving ourselves from ourselves.
Halting overpopulation.
100 years ago, the global population was 1.7 billion. 2011, it reached
7 billion.
People live too long, die less often.
In 2050, they say it's going to plateau.
We'll blow past 11 billion and then slowly begin to decline.
Global warming, mass extinctions, food, water shortages. All these problems can be boiled.
See, and this is a sales job of why they're doing it to save you. While they cut the resources off and chemtrail everything and kill the planet, then they blame it on us and we willfully basically go into this and allow this to happen. So a lot of you are probably like, yeah, let's do this. because you have Stockholm Syndrome. No, you're targeted too. Understand that. They're going after the West first. You're under attack by these people. They're murdering us by the millions.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
It's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun.
Well, when I've talked to so many of the top experts out there, former vice presidents of Pfizer, you name it, Dr. Michael Yeadon, people like or Peter McCullough, they say, years ago, you got to talk to Steve Kirsch. I knew who Steve was. He's founded multiple multi-million dollar companies. He's a philanthropist, executive director of the COVID-19 Early Treatment Fund, trying to get therapeutics out when that all happened. He is a inventor of the optical mouse and one of the first internet search engines, InfoSeek. He has founded 7 high-tech companies, 2 with billion-dollar market caps. Steve is currently focused on safe and effective ways to end the pandemic. This is an old bio. He received his BS, MS, electrical engineering, computer science from MIT in 1980. Steve has been featured in 60 Minutes for his work on funding, and it just goes on from there. SteveKirsch.substack.com on Twitter, STKirsch, K-I-R-S-C-H, and on Gab, STKirsch. And he joins us now, and I've been trying to get him on for a month. He's a very busy guy. He's been testifying to Congress, legislatures running around, really doing a great job. He sent us, look at the stack of documents. Everything he's going to say today over at Guy's Wide Shot, this is what he sent us for when he talks. He wants to show the proof. Like any scientist does. But I'm going to skip the breaks, or at least the 2 network breaks, not local breaks, for local stations, so we have more time. He's very gracious to join us. But Steve, before you get into the 17 to 20 million dead and the insurance company numbers and what's really going on, and they're saying Disease X is coming, and I got clips of that with the big pharma spokesperson, you know, saying, oh, it's imminent, and they're trying new lockdowns and new rollouts and new UN recommendations, and they're trying to get their treaty through. So we're in the 2.0 here. I know you like to review things first, but the New Zealand government has confirmed this guy was an administrator, the administrator, over the database, and that he found the similar numbers to what you and others found. Have you had time? Are you ready to make any statements preliminary here on this New Zealand whistleblower and how big this is?
Well, this is big, Alex. We've never been able to actually get full record-level data from any state in the United States or any country in the world ever. And so this is the very first time where we have actually leaked documents. These are record-level documents. These are a record every time someone gets a vaccine, every time someone dies. And so we know exactly what's going on. And we didn't get all the records, and we only got 4 million out of 12 million. But the 4 million records that we do have paints a very clear and disturbing picture that the vaccines have killed about 1 person per 1,000 doses on average over all ages, over all vaccine doses. That means in New Zealand, where they've given out somewhere on the order of 12 million of these shots, about 12,000 people lost their lives prematurely due to these vaccines, and that corresponds very closely with the excess deaths that New Zealand has been experiencing. And so the data basically matches what they've been seeing in the total all-cause mortality and totally explains why New Zealand is getting all of these excess deaths every year since they rolled out the vaccine.
Well, that was my next question. We're only 3-4 years into this. We know the FDA in October 2000 predicted this would happen. I guess it's some CIA operation, but he points out many of the deaths happened 2 weeks in the first 2 weeks, but we're also seeing long-term. Is there any dead reckoning or guesstimation from your deep research on long-term effects or how bad this is going to be?
Yeah, it basically, people were looking for deaths happening within 1, 2, 3 weeks, 4 weeks of the vaccine and thinking that's the way the vaccine is killing people. And what the New Zealand data shows very clearly, and it's been confirmed in other countries as well when you look at their data, is that the vaccine kills people very gradually and peaks at around 6 months or so and then goes back down. It doesn't go back down to normal, though. It leaves you at an elevated risk. And we're not sure how long that will last for. But essentially, it's a delayed fuse. It basically makes you more and more likely every day that you survive after the shot, you're more likely to die than the previous day. And in fact, we have Medicare data, which is gold standard U.S. data. It's on a huge number of people. And it shows very clearly that after you get one of these vaccine shots, that your death rate goes up monotonically for 12 months, 365 days, every single day, you're more likely to die. We have never seen anything like that ever. I have an analyst who spends their life looking at Medicare data. That analyst has never seen anything like this ever.
And as you pointed out to Congress, the coroners have never seen, and the embalmers, the undertakers are saying, we've never seen this, and these things they're pulling out of people.
No, that's true. The embalmers, everything is like upside down. Usually they'd only see maybe 10 or 15% of their cases with blood clots. Now it's like 90%. So it's flipped. It's flipped completely. It used to be a rarity. Now it's a rarity to have people who die that don't have blood clots.
Wow. Okay. You're the real expert here. And, I mean, I talk to the experts. They say, talk to Steve Kirsch, because you're really a great scientist and guy that's able to crunch numbers and CEO and all of it. So I've got a million questions, but where do you want to start? I want to try to give you the floor, and then I've got some of my own questions here. And obviously, we got all the regular usual suspects, Fauci and Hotez saying, oh, disease X is here, 20 times worse. We need new lockdowns. UN recommends them in China. I mean, it's all masker back. I mean, they're definitely, I think, if you disagree, tell me. And I hope I'm wrong. They're trying to bring back the 2.0 of what we already saw.
Yeah, so I think the most important thing is that I'm here right now in Cambridge, Massachusetts. I gave a talk in the Kirsch Auditorium at MIT last night. Now, MIT has never allowed me to talk in the auditorium, essentially, that I funded before because they couldn't find a faculty sponsor who would allow me to speak. But fortunately, there was a student group that invited me to speak, and so I spoke last night in my auditorium, and I gave a two-hour speech to multiple standing ovations. And that speech is now live streamed, or it was live streamed. It's now available on the internet. People can go to my Substack at kirschsubstack.com or stevekirsch.substack.com, either way. And you can look at the pinned article on my Substack and click on that and use that to view the slides, or I encourage everybody to view the two-hour video. It explains how we interpret the data, how experts interpret the data, and it shows that very clearly that this data shows that when people get the shots, they're increasing their risk of dying. And it's a nonsensical intervention. It doesn't have any benefits at all. It has only downside. It will make you more likely to die from COVID. It will make you more likely to die overall. It does not protect you from hospitalization or infections. It is a complete disaster. I mean, people, like, if you're holding Moderna stock, this would be a perfect time to sell your Moderna stock. And if you want to be more aggressive, you should short your Moderna stock because this company is going down. We tried to show them the data. We said we have safety data. We want to check with you before we go public. on it. The safety data shows very clearly the vaccines are killing people. Do you want to see the data? And they said, no, we do not want to see the data. We approached, and it wasn't me, by the way. It was a very well-respected medical journalist who approached Moderna and Pfizer asking them if they wanted to see the data, and they said no. This is typical. They do not want to see anything that could show that their vaccines are killing people, because if they did, they would be forced to take it off the market. Otherwise, they'd be criminally charged for criminal negligence or corporate negligence for not taking action on this very clear safety data. So now we have authenticated records from the New Zealand Ministry of Health that they have not said these are fraudulent records. They said this is a legitimate leak. These are our records. And now we have the records. We've never had any records ever before that of this level. This is gold standard.
By the way, shouldn't this whistleblower be in a safe house? I mean, this is big. They admit he was the main administrator. This is absolutely the Death Star plans.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I'm going to ignore this because this is a third rail for me. And so he may go and say, I'm not going to even touch this. That would be a very irresponsible thing to do. The data is out now. Everyone can see it. It's in plain sight. The death curve goes the wrong way. The death curve is supposed to go down. After you give people a vaccine and you look at how people die after the vaccine, it always goes down. It slopes down. This thing slopes up. It's like got a 26% increase in the first 365 days after getting the shot. That is unprecedented. It's supposed to be sloping down by, this is in Medicare, it's supposed to be sloping down by 4% after a year. You know, that is a difference of 30%. That is insane. You know, Trump should be saying, hey, I made a mistake. These shots should be recalled if he's an honest politician.
I agree, and I don't like Trump overall. He's being persecuted, but he never wants to admit he's wrong. And it's a pigheadedness that's a strength and a weakness. And we know they brought it to him. He wanted to get things going. He backed all the therapeutics, too. They tricked him, but now he's had plenty of time, and it's very, very sad. Okay, big picture. What's the real numbers? I see insurance numbers and Edward Dowd and his whistleblowers and insurance company experts, 17 million dead, 20 million dead. From your research, I know you've testified to Congress, you name it. You're really good at nailing this down. What has happened from these shots?
Consistently, we are seeing a death signal that averages about one death per 1,000 doses. We have given over 13 billion doses worldwide. That means 13 million people lost their lives at the hands of their own government. It is like the biggest mass murder. I don't know what you call it, murder, but it's definitely mass manslaughter event that I'm aware of, certainly in history. And in the United States of America, our government is responsible for the slaughter of about 675,000 people. I mean, that's
just so far. So where do we get the numbers of 17 to 20 that I see Malone putting out and others? I guess you're being very conservative.
Yeah, so there are other researchers that use different techniques to make estimates, and they're all coming in at the same ballpark. You know, they're all coming in at somewhere on the order of one death per 1,000 doses. Some people estimate a little bit more. Some people estimate a little bit less. But it's on the order of magnitude of one per 1,000. And so we're looking at, you know, it's kind of like...
Yeah, this is like nuclear war level deaths. I mean, this is insane.
Yeah, this is huge. This is huge. And it's being perpetrated by our own governments. Our own governments are killing people on the premise that this is going to save lives. And what they're actually doing is they're shortening people's lives. He said, Alex, this is why we have all of these unexpected deaths. You know, we have Mark Crispin Miller has documented over 10,000 excess. These are died suddenly events, over 10,000 died suddenly events. It is off the charts. And, of course, Ed Dowd wrote this book called Cause Unknown. And Ed Dowd documented 500 people who died cause unknown. One person out of the 500 was found not to be vaccinated. One person out of the 500 was not vaccinated. I mean, that is insane. People need to wake up. This is happening in front of people. And, you know, look, Rasmussen Reports did a survey. They're one of the most highly respected pollsters in America. You know, if you look at their accuracy record, they have been, like, in the top five very consistently. And they polled the American people, and they found out that 25% of Americans know someone who died from the vaccine. That's incredible. But the other thing is that 42% of Americans polled would want to join a class action lawsuit against the pharmaceutical companies. 42% want to join a class action. Like, that is buyer remorse of an unprecedented.
This is definitely blood on their face. I want to get into hard numbers and how we stop this and how we move forward. But what do you make of Fauci and Hotez and all of them saying, hey, forget the last pandemic, something 20 times worse, disease X is coming, the UN calling, for new lockdowns. I mean, it looks like they're trying to cover up what they did with the new crisis. Any take on that?
Oh, yeah. You know, whenever I try to debate anybody on this topic, the first thing that they do whenever I bring up any of these issues, like, you know, here's what the data shows, is they change the topic. What about this? Hey, what about Sweden? What about this? What about this? You have a founder here. What about this? And it's like, no, but I asked you a straight question. And instead of answering the question, it's all about, you know, what a magician does, which is divert your attention to something else while the trickery is going on. So this is the game that they play. They basically try to divert your attention from focusing on what's important. And what's important right now is that these vaccines, this New Zealand data erased all doubt. When I saw this New Zealand data, this was like the Rosetta Stone, finding the Rosetta Stone. I could finally decipher everything that was happening because it confirmed everything I was seeing.
By the way, when you were on my show about a year ago, you've been on since then, I remember you saying we've yet to get the overview 35,000-foot total government data. All we have is the side data. You kept saying we need the government data. You finally got it.
I finally got the government data. And, of course, they've been hiding this data. This record-level data could have been released by any government anytime and without any issues. And whenever you went and you approached the government and said, hey, I'd like to get this data anonymized, da-da-da-da-da, they stop talking to you. They do not. And look, I've searched the peer-reviewed literature. There is no paper in the peer-reviewed literature that says health outcomes are improved if we withhold public health information from the public. This information is collected at public expense. This information belongs to the public. The public has a right to know, and all of these people are keeping this data secret. They are not letting it out. Not only that, Alex, but the important thing is they're not only not letting it out, but they're not analyzing it themselves. Like, we did it wasn't me, but it was a former, he's a former general counsel for the California Department of Public Health. This is an insider. He basically sent a Freedom of Information Act request to his old department saying, hey, I want to see any document showing that you've analyzed the safety data of this vaccine. And he got back nothing. There were no responsive documents, which means even California, you know, what, the fifth largest economy in the world, they're not even looking at their own data. And when I sent an email message saying, hey, this New Zealand data is troubling. You guys should look at your own data. I got no response at all. These people are deliberately ignoring, looking at their own data and analyzing it to see if there's a safety signal. And the CDC cannot do that analysis because the CDC simply doesn't have people's vaccination dates. So the CDC cannot determine whether a vaccine is safe. It's up to the states. The states aren't doing it because the CDC told them it's safe, so there's no reason for them to go and look at the data. So we have, it's like a catch-22 here. The CDC says it's safe, but they don't have the data to actually find out whether it's safe or not.
Steve Kirsch, incredible info. Stay right there. Back in just a few minutes. Steve Kirsch, at Steve Kirsch on Twitter. Stay with us.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. with continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products. You can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Front lines of the information war.
It's Alex Jones.
Well, Steve Kirk is an IT genius, engineer, philanthropist. He just spoke at Harvard at the facility that he literally was the philanthropist that built. And before they wouldn't have him there. Now they are. That shows there's a breakthrough. People are getting it. But I've noticed when I've interviewed him 5-6 times the last 3 years, he doesn't like to speculate. But I think the speculation... there is no speculation now. This is a global program, a biomedical takeover. I don't think there's any doubt they knew this was going on. They're certainly covering it up now and trying to still push the shots on children. You have Canada recommending 2 shots for, you know, children below the age of 6 months. So Steve, I can ask a lot of questions here, and I want you to go through the numbers. I know you sent us your big presentation you did at Harvard. If you want to cover some of that, I know it took 2 hours to cover there. People can find on your Substack, Steve Kirsch, Substack.com. But just as a person, again, I go back to that, what do you think they did this for? Or is that something you're not ready to get into?
Yeah, you know, I don't like to speculate because I like to talk about things that I have hard evidence on. And there's not a smoking gun that I have seen that shows that this was done deliberately to kill people. So nobody has produced a smoking gun evidence that about intent. And so without that smoking gun evidence, I think it's the most reasonable assumption is that a lot of people are fooled by this. A lot of people thought that they were saving people with these shots. And most people in the world don't have the ability to know how to analyze this record level data, even if you gave it to them. And so people are basically trusting experts who they believe have looked at the record level data and analyzed it. And the reality is,
sure, I understand that. I'm going to shut up in a moment. All I'm saying is, if they didn't know before, they certainly know now, though. They're covering it up.
Oh, they certainly know now. Certainly the New Zealand Ministry of Health officials know that there was a leaker. The leaker said that, yeah, I looked at the data, and the data is showing these very significant safety signals, and you should look at this. And
but isn't that what the British said? The British said that 3+ years ago when they first started it. They even said we've got safety signals. What was called a yellow card?
Yeah, yellow card system, which is equivalent to, in the U.S., it's called the VAERS system, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. So all of these systems, like at the CDC, the VAERS system was showing they had these sort of alarm bells, and the alarm bells goes off if there's a fire. If there's I'm using an analogy here. If there's a fire in one of the rooms, the alarm will go off for that room. There's a fire in another room, the alarm goes off for that room. So each of the rooms is a different a severe adverse event. And so something like a pulmonary embolism or a heart attack or a cardiac arrest or cerebral hemorrhage, all of this stuff, they shouldn't be hearing any alarm bells. And
instead, they're ignoring the alarm bells. So I'm going to stop asking questions. I'm going to try to shut up. We're going to skip this break coming up. You've got the floor to cover whatever you want. I'll give you this huge thing at MIT. Where do you want to go next?
Well, there were 770 safety signals that were ignored by the CDC. So we're talking by a safety signal. I don't mean one person had an event. I mean that the basic statistical analysis said that there are 770 different adverse events that are triggering safety signals. This is like fire broke out in every office at the CDC at the same time. So what they did is they ignored it. And the only way we even found out about this is because someone gave them a Freedom of Information Act request and got the spreadsheet showing 770 safety signals were triggered. Now, the CDC had a duty to the American people to report that, to say, hey, looks like we got a problem here. We're going to be investigating these to see how real these are. But this is our own safety signal system, and it's being triggered 770 times. They should have warned Americans about that, and they chose to do nothing. They didn't even talk about it. They didn't even say that there was one safety signal or 10 safety signals. They said absolutely nothing. They completely hid it until there's a Freedom of Information Act request that revealed all the alarm bells were going off. The CDC has chosen to ignore that even after they responded to the FOIA request and admitted there were 770 safety signals. They never said anything to the press about it. I mean, this is a very corrupt organization, Alex. And this organization is responsible for hundreds of thousands of American lives, and they should be criminally prosecuted for that.
You got 1,000 points. Please continue.
It's kind of like this. It's just such a violation of the public trust. And it's not just the CDC and the FDA doing this. This is happening in every country in the world, that the health officials are violating the public trust by refusing to look at their own data. Because if they did that, they would see the same thing that we found in New Zealand. And, Alex, it takes about 15 minutes of effort to do that. You basically dump your data into a CSV file. You run it using software that we provide for free It's listed on my Substack. You can run the software. The software can take a couple of hours to run. You put in 5 minutes of effort just to start to write the one-line command line to start this little Python program that goes through the data and analyzes and spits out some data files. You then import those data files into an Excel spreadsheet, which has all the formulas so you can do all the analysis on that data instantly, and you can see whether the vaccine is safe or not. And in every single case where we have looked at the record level data, the vaccine is unsafe. Every single country, no exceptions. Israel, Israel, Maldives, United States of America, New Zealand, and New Zealand had one of the best data collection in the world in terms of this. So there is no doubt anymore. These vaccines are killing machines, and it's been validated by top epidemiologists and top experts in risk management, such as Professor Norman Fenton, who is the only guy in the world to be able to look at the UK ONS data, which is the Office of National Statistics, and it was Norman Fenton that said your data is flawed, and the UK Office of National Statistics said you are correct. Our data is flawed. Thank you for pointing that out. So Norman Fenton is the expert. He's the undisputed expert in looking at this data. And Norman Fenton looked at the New Zealand data, and he said, this removes all doubt. These are killing machines.
I said I'd shut up, but what do you expect the establishment, the biomedical UN globalist Bill Gates thing to do now this is out?
No, they'll continue to dig in. They'll double down. They'll say he's spreading misinformation. And the press will not investigate. The press will not download the code. The press will not download the data. The press will not look at the data. The press will just parrot whatever they are told by the government. We don't have an independent press anymore. The press is basically working for the government to promote the false narrative that these vaccines are safe and effective. And the press, look, like this New Zealand data, do you see any mainstream media or even alt media, for that matter, downloading the data and doing the analysis?
No, they won't even say his name. They just say, yeah, he was the director of this. Yeah, he was the administrator, but we're not going to talk about it.
Yeah, right. But, you know, the data is out. And every mainstream or non-mainstream news media, there should be a reporter that is downloading this data using the tools that we supplied. And if you don't like our tools, you can write your own tools. You can validate. We have a test suite so you can validate our tools. Use the tools, do the analysis. You will find the same thing that we found. You will find that these vaccines are killing people, and there is not a single news organization in the world doing that right now.
And Steve, this is a big point you just made. And
you can't make this stuff up, Alex.
No, you're right, Steve. Steve, most people got your point, but let's just slow down and say that again.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Here's a mouse here. If I let go of this mouse, it is going to fall down every single time. This is what the data does. People die after they get the shots, and they die, and the death counts go lower and lower and lower each day after you get a shot on average. I mean, it's kind of like the law of gravity here. People die, and people die at a rate that's proportional.
Yeah, if a drug works, but if you take a drug and death explodes, it's very obvious.
Yeah, so I mean, this is an event that's as clear as, hey, when I drop this, it's going to fall. Okay, but if I let go and it went up, you say, oh, there's something wrong. And that's exactly the effect that you're seeing here. It is so obvious. It is obvious as the difference between letting go of this and it drops versus letting go of this and it falls in the other direction. It falls up. That is how obvious it is when you look at this data. There is no other way to interpret this data other than the vaccines are killing machines. You can't do it. And Harvey Risch, he's got an H index of 110, which makes him like one of the most cited epidemiologists of all time, or at least in the world today. He's one of the most cited epidemiologists and most respected. He looked at this data. He says, oh, there's no way that that these deaths are caused by anything other than the vaccine. So you can't get much better than that. And nobody, no other epidemiologist is going to look at the data. I mean, I offered it to people like Martin Kulldorff, epidemiologist from Harvard. He wouldn't look at the data.
By the way, let me interrupt you, Steve Kirsch, because I've been trying to get you on for a month about all the other findings. This just broke in the last 48 hours or so. So I'm just guessing. Explain to us. because I know the lawyers involved in New Zealand said we're putting it out with the public. You're an engineer, so you're able to see. I'm guessing you're able to look at the downloads and see who's downloading it and nobody's touching it?
Yeah, I have no idea who's downloading it, right?
Because the point is they're not reporting on it. They're not reporting on it.
Nobody's coming out. Nobody's calling me and asking me, questions about the data.
Because usually the media calls you with questions, and you're saying even the Epic Times is not calling you.
The Epic Times, there was a reporter assigned. He's not even called me. Not a phone call from the Epic Times.
And again, I want to be clear. All the major New Zealand newspapers, I've already got like five of them here, are all saying, yes, it's real data. Yes, he was the administrator of it, but we have a different interpretation. Well, then now they admit it. Let's have a debate about it. And the fact that they're silent, that tells you everything you know.
Yeah, because look, where's their epidemiologist? Where is their interpretation? Where is their cohort time series dump so we can see it? Look, the UK did their dump. We know exactly what their time series shows in New Zealand because we have their data. Why don't you release your interpretation of the data? They're not doing that. Their epidemiologists are saying nothing, and they're trying to dispute this whistleblower by saying, oh, well, he's mistaken. But you don't discredit somebody by saying, oh, they're mistaken. You discredit someone by showing us your analysis.
Well, that's right. If somebody says water boils at a certain temp and they're wrong, you put it on the stove with a thermometer and you show them. So let me ask you this. You've talked to the whistleblower without getting out any too much inside baseball. How is he doing? Any other information about that?
Well, he's hoping that people will pay attention because he basically sacrificed his career and possibly his life for doing this. Like he could, I don't know if they're going to try to put him in jail for the rest of his life for doing this, for exposing the truth that the New Zealand Ministry of Health hasn't been looking at the data. New Zealand.
Steve, stay there. Hold on. Steve, stay there. Your Skype just broke. Skype, you just broke up for 5 seconds. The last thing you said is that he doesn't know they're going to put him in jail, and your Skype cut out.
Yeah, so he doesn't know whether this is his last days of freedom and they're going to try to put him in jail for the rest of his life. And so all he wants is for people to download the data and analyze it for themselves because the New Zealand Ministry of Health is not doing the analysis on the data. They're not showing us. They need to show us the time series cohort analysis that proves the vaccines are safe. And they can't do that because it shows the vaccines are unsafe. That is why they have to resort to name-calling and ad hominem attacks on this guy as opposed to saying, look, here's the correct analysis. Here it is. They're saying, no, we're not going to even show you the analysis. Just trust us. The vaccine is safe. We haven't found anybody who died, and we're not looking at the data, and you can't make us look at the data. You know, it's like, we're not going to go look
that's
at
like
the
you
data.
Pull you up. You, that's like you're supposed to be out of town on a business trip, and you decide to come home early, and you pull up, and there's a guy's car in the driveway, and you see your wife and them run in the bedroom. You open the door, you come knock on the door, and you go, honey, I know he's in there. It's okay. I forgive you. And she goes, trust me. There's no one in here. Go away. You know the man's in the bedroom. I mean.
Yeah. And they know it, too, because they said the whistleblower notified them. Hey, look, why are all of these unexplained deaths happening? Why are, when in this vaccination center, why did everybody die, within 2 years after they got the shot, who got the shot in this vaccination center? Everybody's dying? I mean, how do you explain that? And then they're like, no, we don't want to look at the data. We're just going to go, and our strategy will be to focus on telling the press that this guy is spreading misinformation and the vaccines are perfectly safe, but we're not going to release the data to anybody to have it independently verified, and we're not going to look at the data ourselves.
You can't
force us to look at the data.
Is it not fair to say...
It's hubris.
No, go ahead, sorry.
Beyond belief.
Sorry,
it's hubris beyond belief to tell people, no, trust us. It's just like your example of that. There's nobody in the house. Trust me.
So There's a lot of benchmarks in life, and they're trying to roll out a new COVID tyranny and a new hysteria right now. That's official. I'll cover it after you leave. But to me, this is a marker. Like, really, today, this is breaking everywhere. It broke, you know, a day and a half ago. I think December 1st, Friday, December 1st, 2023, you can really put a fork in the whole COVID a narrative. I mean, I've got a gut level, you know, instinctive view of this, and the way this is exploding right now, despite their censorship, I think this is going to trigger other whistleblowers. I think the goose is cooked. What do you think?
Oh, I think this is I'll call it the straw that broke the camel's back here. That this release from this very courageous whistleblower, this is the moment. This is the tipping point, because there is no way they can hide from this data. Anyone can analyze this data. They've authenticated the data. Anyone can analyze it, and you will find that the death rate, the mortality rate goes up after you get the shot. Some, depending on what shot you get and how old you are, those death rates can go monotonically up for 12 months, or it could peak at around 6 months and then start falling down. And of course, this now explains why, when we have, you know, like Asim Malhotra's dad, he died 6 months after the shot. An MIT professor, Paul Lagasse, he got the shot. He died 6 months after the shot. He died in his own swimming pool. I mean,
how many Canadian doctors that are like 35, 40 have died? It's ridiculous.
It's insane. The death in plain sight, and people are what the people who support the vaccine are doing is saying, oh no, it's perfectly normal to have all these unexpected deaths.
All these high school kids dying, totally normal.
Yeah. You know, three-year-olds with heart attacks, perfectly normal. I mean, they're trying to normalize this stuff. I mean, I get messages from people in hospitals saying, hey, we've never seen so many, you know, cardiac issues and premature births and all this, like, in history. But I can't talk about it on the record because I'd be fired. And I don't want to lose my job, and I can't afford to lose my job, so I got to remain silent. So you can't say anything. I do too.
Well, that's what this was a corruption of the medical system. Get them to do it, then you corrupt them. Steve Kirsch, incredible. I know you're a busy guy. Thank God you're there. Out of all the people fighting tyranny in this, you are one of the leading, you know, top people, and we appreciate your courage and everything. I know you don't care about vindication because you're doing the right thing, but you are totally vindicated. They can follow you at Twitter at STKirsch. And obviously at stevekirsch.substack.com. Steve, thank you so much. Join us again soon. Whenever you've got time, you tell us you're on the show. I know you're a busy man. God bless you.
Yeah. Thanks, Alex. So I'm headed to the House of Commons in the UK. I've been invited to speak there. So hopefully we'll spread the message there, and then I'll be appearing on Russell Brand's show in the UK.
Beautiful. Be safe, sir.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Guys, that's a real badass. That's a, you know, guy, billionaire, founder, the guy that invented the mouse, all of it. And he's fighting the tyrants. He's not the bad guys. He's the good guy. We got a lot of good guys and good women like him. Wow. Man, thank God for this whistleblower. Pray for him. They're going to try to kill him. All right, I'm going to host a little bit in the fourth hour, and the guest host takes over, Jay Dyer. But I've got more to say because they're rolling out the next big COVID tyranny. Steve Kirsch knocked it out of the park. What a broadcast.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.